Welcome back to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Liam, and this is the show where each week we talk about a different band and their influences, and eventually, who they influenced. This week, I figured I would talk about one of my favorite bands, and one of the most influential bands of all time, Nirvana, since they've been on my mind. Well, let's just get right into it. Nirvana, I would say, are responsible for a musical revolution. They brought underground music to the mainstream through their DIY, stick-it-to-the-man attitudes and changed music forever. Now, Nirvana were one of the big four bands of the grunge movement, along with Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, and Soundgarden, and they helped start this revolution with their Seattle sound.
We'll be right back.
Now, Kurt Cobain, who was the front man and a main songwriter and really key contributor and mind behind Nirvana, was a huge Beatles fan, specifically John Lennon as well. And the Beatles, they had a huge impact on Kurt's life and his songwriting. And one thing he would always say was that Kurt, he wanted to be remembered as a songwriter and not a guitarist. In fact, the Beatles had such an impact on Kurt that during the production of Nevermind, the band's major label debut and probably their biggest album, the album that shot them to superstardom, Butch Vig, the engineer, had to tell Kurt that John Lennon would do vocal doubling on his tracks in order to get Kurt to do it on Nevermind. Here's Happiness is a Warm Gun by the Beatles.
She's not a girl who misses much. Shot the velvet hand like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnailed boots. Lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife which he ate and donated to the National Trust. I'm going down, down to the bits that I left uptown. I need a fix, cause I'm going down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Happiness is a warm gun. Happiness is a warm gun, mama. When I hold you in my arms and I feel my finger on your trigger, I know nobody can do.
Think about them in my life. I
before. I know I'll often stop and think about them.
Sexual Health Resource Center is a confidential, non-judgmental, sex-positive, pro-choice, queer-positive, non-heteronormative, and feminist information and referral service for questions regarding sex, sexuality, and sexual health. We also offer the sale of at-cost safer sex products and toys. Our center is staffed by trained volunteers who are knowledgeable about the products we sell and respond to client inquiries made in person or by telephone. We are hosting sex trivia at Queen's Pub on October 23rd.
Now, that last track was In My Life off of Norwegian Wood by the Beatles. Now, aside from the Beatles, punk rock had a massive influence on Nirvana. I would say of all four of the big four grunge bands, and maybe even the other grunge bands that weren't lumped in with that group, but I would say Nirvana sounds the punkiest. Now, some bands that influenced that punk sound and songwriting of Nirvana were the Buzzcocks, the Stooges, and the Vaseline's. Coming up is Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Fallen in Love With by the Buzzcocks.
I run the risk of losing you, and that's worse.
Those last two tracks were 1969 by the Stooges and Dum Dum by the Vaseline's. Coming up next, I'm going to play some Nirvana tracks, and I want you to listen to them and keep in mind those last three punk tracks I played, but then also the Beatles tracks that I played as well, and keep in mind the songwriting and the melody and even just the types of guitar chords that Kurt Cobain uses. The first one up is Drain You by Nirvana.
One baby to another says I'm lucky to meet you.
Yeah. Gales are back in the OUA playoffs. Their journey to the Yates Cup begins on Saturday, October 25th at home against the McMaster Marauders, and the stakes have never been higher. In the playoffs, the margin for error is razor thin. One play can make all the difference between elation,
a touchdown for the Gales,
and devastation.
No! No!
CFRC's coverage begins at 12:45 with the Rad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff. It's all or nothing, and you can't afford to miss it.
Beats has put it away!
Those last two songs were radio-friendly Unit Shifter off of Nirvana's last studio album In Utero, and then Where Did You Sleep Last Night, which was a cover off of their MTV Unplugged. Now, when Kurt Cobain unfortunately passed away in 94, Nirvana ended. But as a result, clones arose and the genre post-grunge was born. Now, these band kept all the grunge ideals in mind, lyrics, melody, loud, quiet, loud, and even the fashion sense. Now, a particular post-grunge band that I am a fan of is the Australian band Silverchair. Their frontman Daniel Johns got a lot of flack early in his career for looking a lot like Kurt and being in a three-piece band. Now, I'll probably go over them in another episode, but for now, here's their song, Tomorrow.
and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Now, in grunge music, and I think alternative music sort of as a whole, I think lookalikes are very common. I mentioned before that Daniel Johns, frontman for Silverchair, who did that last track, got a lot of flack early in his career for looking a lot like Kurt Cobain. Whether that was on purpose or just coincidence, I don't really know, but either way, lookalikes in this style of music, they happen a lot. Now, speaking of lookalikes, talking about influence, to end our show, I'm going to play a band called The Gins. Now, they're a Canadian band from Vancouver, and it is easy to tell that they are Nirvana fans. I got to see them live on the weekend, and their frontman, Ben, is a spitting image of Kurt Cobain. If you have a sec, Google The Gins, he'll come up, you'll see what I mean. But it's pretty cool. I love that about music and how circular and cyclical the influences are. But anyways, enough rambling. Here is Force a Metamorphosis by The Gins.
I'm feeling so fucking out of my head with this imposter syndrome.
I'll take the metro. Is that my effigy? needed you. High strung entitlement, I'm trying to work it out. Darling, let me come and hold you. Then maybe one day we can build a house. Tried so hard for so long. So long, the horizon.
Eagles are back in the OUA playoffs. Their journey to the Yates Cup begins on Saturday, October 25th at home against the McMaster Marauders, and the stakes have never been higher. In the playoffs, the margin for error is razor thin. One play can make all the difference between elation,
a touchdown for the Gales,
and devastation. CFRC's coverage begins at 12:45 with the Rad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff. It's all or nothing, and you can't afford to miss it.
Beats has put it away!
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send